We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it's official. R. Kelly went into court, and the judge ordered him held without bond yesterday.
Yes, good.
So he was in Chicago.
About time.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. He can knock it out. He was in court on sex crime charges, and we talked about how the federal prosecutors were coming at him.
He's a danger to people.
That's exactly what they said. And I quote, the federal prosecutors in Chicago yesterday, quote, they called R. Kelly, quote, an extreme danger to the community, especially underage girls.
Hell yeah.
And the judge agreed and said, he ain't getting out. 13-count indictment involving charges such as child pornography, enticement of a minor to engage in criminal sexual activity, obstruction of justice, racketeering charges. I mean, there's so much stuff on this thing.
On racketeering, too. That's where they'll get him.
They said he's especially dangerous on the outside, R. Kelly, because he has already bribed and coerced victims to be silent with money and fear and intimidation.
Hell yeah.
So you go, judge. Now this guy can't hurt anyone. He can't scare anyone. And these chicks in Chicago, if we can get him out of his damn apartment.
Can you hear? They said they're going
to. He's in prison. They'll give up.
And they said they're going to go and support him. Like they've come out and be like, no, everyone's saying that we're not great. We're great. We're fine. We're perfect. We're awesome.
It's sad, isn't it?
It's very
sad when you see those chicks do those videos. We're okay.
Uh-huh.
They don't even know what they're in. That's the scary part.
The good news is hopefully one day very soon they'll get out. They'll get out of the Kool-Aid. You know, they'll detox from the R. Kelly Kool-Aid and hopefully live a good life.
And he'll still be rotting in prison when that happens.
Yep.
And victims will still be suing for not getting any kind of help.
Right.
And everyone around them knew about it.
And in closing, I'd like to quote the scripture real quick.
Yep.
F that guy.
Amen, brother.
Amen to that.
That was in the back of the Bible, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah. It was in
Don't
the...
Don't act like either you read it.
No.
I did, actually. I knew you did. Never mind. Does it surprise me? No.
It was the audiobook. Morgan Freeman reads the Bible.
Gibbons and I are the type that would be like, yeah, we read it.
Totally.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'd be the one to go, oh, really?
Ephesians
verse 9, chapter 4, verse 2.
100%. Meanwhile, Gibbs has this Playboy hidden inside.
You're damn right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Every time I go out in this weather, I feel like a hooker. I said,
hooker, right?
I told my mom and I told my friends that I said, it's like I go out in this tank top and like, you just feel like a hooker. Everyone else is wearing little clothing.
You're super skimpily dressed.
But in my mind, I look like a hooker. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I wore a tank top outdoors yesterday, which I normally don't do. I feel weird, but I was like, you know what?
See?
It's hot. I don't care. I don't care.
Telling you.
Those tan lines, though.
Working on it, man.
Oh,
Working on it. I don't want the farmer tan. You know how it starts like halfway down your arm?
Yeah.
So it just looks like you've been wearing a white t-shirt when you take off your shirt. You're just wearing another shirt.
Yes.
On Makes your sense. Skin. My good news is my state tax refund finally came yesterday.
What?
Isn't it July?
It is July.
Like middle, almost end of July?
Why did it take so long?
Because our accountant screwed it up.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Are you still, do you still hire that accountant now?
Not if I have anything to do with it.
I was going
to
say, how's that going?
So yes, you used to hire the guy,
So probably. So yes, Simmons. if my wife has anything to do with it, probably.
That's hysterical.
But it finally came, July, months later. Thank God.
But hey, that's
some better
extra
than
money.
Owing, yes. They said, you owe a whole bunch of money. Then they were like, well, maybe you don't owe very much money. Well, now you're getting money back. What the hell is it?
Make up your mind.
Why must
Jinx.
You put me on this roller coaster of emotions, you asshats?
Seriously.
Give me my money.
Come on, man.
So, there's my good news. Mm-hmm. Tax refund, finally,
awesome.
In July.
Nice.
What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is that I am going to my friend's divorce party tonight.
Oh, nice.
Tonight's the night. She's getting divorced at 3 o'clock, and then we're going to have drinks.
Woo! How does one prepare for a divorce party? What type of decor are you going to have there?
I told you, it's a surprise.
You can't
don't
say it on the radio?
Don't worry about my penis straws, okay? Don't worry about all the
penis straws.
Don't worry about the bullseye with his face on it. Don't worry about it, okay?
Hey, it's girl time. It's a girl party. It's for the ladies.
Actually, there's
going to
be guys there, too. That's the funny part.
Oh, God.
And it'd be best if they were his friends. Like, this guy's a dick. Oh, we're going to go hang out with her.
That actually would be funny. Right?
His friends
are there.
Hey, we actually agree with this.
I'm just saying.
My ex's friends would have come to mine.
See? Thank God you're not with that
a-hole. That's really funny. Oh, and then I'm going to see Pottery Guy after that.
Hey, nice. Giggity giggity.
Yeah, damn, girls.
So we got a busy day.
So tomorrow you're going to be a zombie in here all
maybe.
Full of sex, liquor, and God knows
the
what
night
else.
We'll tell. We'll see. Oh.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I got a solid 5 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, good.
Nice. Is that a lot?
Yes.
Because that didn't sound like a lot, 5 hours.
No. To me, that's a lot. And I woke up this morning like, oh, I feel great. And then I stood up this morning and I was like, I want to go back to bed immediately. Yes. Almost immediately.
5 hours, solid sleep time, though. That's good.
But it's good news. This is good news. Yes.
It's good news.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You guys, you remember when we were talking about We Energies wanting to tax people for using solar panels?
Oh, yes.
And how we thought it was ludicrous?
Yes. Yeah.
Because how can you tax me for using the sun and trying to save the environment? Well, I think we changed their mind, you guys, because they've dropped the plans to do that now.
Oh, really?
Yes. We Energies says they're dropping the plan to tax customers who use their own solar panels.
Maybe they realize it's just dumb.
It is dumb.
Really? Come on, man.
For the amount of people that actually do it, which isn't a lot, because those things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a solar community down the road from our radio station. Have you seen that?
What?
Down the road from Grange, there's all these
Grange
houses.
Grange and Sunny Slope.
Yeah, Grange and... That's what it is. Grange and Sunny Slope.
Of course,
Slope.
I drive past it every day.
There's a community of houses, and they
all
have...
It's like a whole corner, like an acre.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Sorry, go ahead, Riggs.
Solar panels on all the houses, on the rooftops of all of them.
Dude. You know, like, when a new subdivision emerges and, like...
Yes.
Anywhere.
Yes.
Hill Valley.
Yeah, so they're building the new subdivision, and that's what he's talking
about.
All got the solar panels?
Panels?
I didn't know past there.
Oh. Says the first of its kind is what they tout themselves as.
It's not what they tout themselves as. It's what they are, Riggs. It's
the
what
first
they are.
Of their kind, yes.
Come on.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So no more no tax for you solar panel users.
Can you imagine? You buy the panels. All right, finally, I'm off
finally,
the grid.
Off the grid.
We're going to charge you. We're going to charge you. Oh,
you
just kidding. Just kidding. Gotcha. Come on, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
What up?
Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, hi.
Hi. So what, Netflix, what did they erase from one of their shows?
So, 13 Reasons Why. Do you remember the suicide scene?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that just gave me chills.
I know.
And I didn't watch it because to me it was too much to handle. So I didn't even see that scene. And even hearing you say that gave me goosebumps immediately.
13 Reasons Why. Great show.
Yeah. Heavy.
Netflix has now gone back 2 years after the fact and edited out that scene.
Yeah.
From 13 Reasons Why. They said, quote, "We've heard from many young people that 13 Reasons Why encouraged them to start conversations about difficult issues like depression and suicide and get help. Often for the first time."
Ooh,
but
again.
The suicide scene depicts, you know, her staring at a reflection in the mirror. And then
the scene is pretty graphic.
Yeah,
it shows her getting
I don't need to get into it, actually. That's true. That's why they've cut it out from the scene.
Right.
So they got a bunch of backlash about it. And when they had aired that scene regarding its depiction of suicide, a bunch of people and activists were upset about it. They said that you're just contributing to copycat suicide. Like, you know, like you're doing all these things. So they pulled it from 13 Reasons Why.
Right. They were working with our foundation, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, AFSP. Mm-hmm. That's the people that I went to Washington, D.C. with.
Yeah.
Who's been working with Netflix the whole time throughout this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they were doing
They
were doing research about this show, and they saw a rise in suicide rates after it was shown in some cases. In some areas, they saw a rise in suicide rates after 13 Reasons Why came out. So they started talking, why do we think this is? And they say that showing a suicide like that for any reason, entertainment, just even for entertainment purposes, even if they're trying to empathize with people, you could still, somebody who may have attempted suicide could see that, could then trigger them. So Netflix has been good about having, you know, trigger warnings. They have a lot of resources during the show where they'll show, we're going to show something, you know, very graphic coming up. Here's some resources if you feel like you need to reach out and talk to somebody.
Which MTV's been doing for 20 years, quite frankly, and I'm not even exaggerating with the 20 years. They do it with everything, with domestic violence, sexual assault. If it's on in a real world or something, they'll go out of the scene. Teen Mom has it all the time because Teen Mom deals with this crap. Mm-hmm. If you or someone you know is dealing with domestic violence,
call this number.
I'm getting chills on top of chills on top of chills. Oh, my goosebumps everywhere. Deep, it's deep, though. I mean,
it is deep.
Yeah.
But, so they
but I could get that how, if it could trigger you. Yes. I hadn't thought about
because,
that.
Because, well, talking to somebody about suicide who may be suicidal isn't a bad thing to do. That's a myth. Like, if you talk to somebody about suicide, you're going to plant the idea in their head. No, the idea is already there.
They just want someone to listen to them, right?
So,
just listen.
So, so talking to somebody about suicide who you think is suicidal can actually be therapeutic because that's them releasing their thoughts about it and they flush it out.
They're internalizing it. Yes. It's exploding.
They get it out. They talk to you about it. They feel better. It works a lot. So
truth. Mm-hmm.
It's 1-800-273-8255 is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. Or you can text hello to 741-741. There's other ways.
What's the text line for the suicide hotline for texting?
If you text hello to 741-741, it's separate from the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, but you can text.
It's another resource.
It's another resource. Well, another one, yeah.
If you missed it, we were just talking about Netflix removed the graphic suicide scene from 13 Reasons Why 2 years after the fact, so that will not be there anymore, and that's that.
Yep, there you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
What are you talking about?
I'm getting texts right now. Gibbons back. Oh, that's our group chat. It is. Screw you both.
It's more.
He sent me a poop emoji.
Yeah, you asked me what my favorite emoji was. You guys all sent your favorite in the group chat, so I sent mine. I just waited until after you sent yours so you could get a fresh one.
Well, I reset mine.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Here's mine. It's a squirrel because both of y'all are nuts. That's still my joke, and I'm sticking with it.
But
I'm fire.
That's a last. That's a last sympathy laugh you'll get from me for that joke today. Damn it.
This squirrel is on
fire. That was funny when he said it about me. All of a sudden, you're in it. It's not so funny, is it?
Seriously, what the hell, man?
All right.
You know what else is not funny?
What?
When your favorite game gets ruined by a kid.
Uh-huh.
Allie, what is something off the top of your head? What is something your kids that was fun that your kids ruined for you?
Tic-tac-toe.
Boom, right?
They don't play right. They just go whenever they want to go. They put the three X's where they right across in the first turn. I'm like, no, you damn cheaters.
That's another thing that my girlfriend's daughter has ruined for me.
They don't get the rules yet. They're just putting it in.
But dude, a game we play in the studio is the Jinx game, where if any two people say the same thing at the same time.
Jinx.
You call
one,
Jinx.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yep. And then I can't talk until Riggs says my name 3 times, right? Because that's the name of the game. And when we play it, we get serious.
That's
and you are not allowed to speak until your name is said 3 times.
Or you buy a Coke.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my girlfriend's 7-year-old daughter, God bless her, keeps setting me up for the Jinx game, or to the point where, Allie, I haven't spoken at home in a week.
I'm telling you, like every other dad,
right?
Yeah,
I'll pick up the girls from their grandmom's house, right?
With three chicks.
You ain't lying,
dude.
Exactly.
That's actually a
strong point.
You are screwed. Yeah,
where I can't get in a word in edgewise, and now I'm legally bound to not being able to.
Yes.
I'll pick the girls up, right, from their grandmom's house, and they'll go, "Can we listen to the Barbie Dreamhouse Adventure theme song?" And I'll go, "Sure, okay," and I'll put it on.
You know the words, don't you?
And I know the words,
of course. Right.
So I'll start singing it, and Cora, the 7-year-old, will start singing it with me and then go, "Jinx!" So now, I not only can't sing the song that I enjoy, I can't talk. And then she taunts me, because she knows she has to say my name 3 times before I can speak. Mm-hmm. So she'll go, "Ryan," and then start talking to her sister, or do something else for 10 minutes, and I'm still
can
standing
there. Can she say
there.
Ryan 3 times separately?
Yes.
Gibbons, she can say your first name So she can say Ryan and then say something else.
Yep.
And then say Ryan again and say something. I didn't. Okay, that's how it works.
And that's what
I've
she does.
I've never seen anyone do that. I would say you were cheating if you did that.
She tortures me with it. Ryan, and then she'll talk to somebody
how
for 10 minutes.
How old is she again?
She just turned 7.
Uh-huh. He's letting a 7-year-old torture him.
I was going to say, why don't you say, I'm the adult, you're the child. This is a stupid game. Go to your room.
Do you want tips on how to smack down on a 7-year-old?
Yeah.
I have 100. In fact, I'll start my list now.
You know what? If you could start that list, I'd appreciate it.
I'll be back in 5 minutes. That's all it will take me.
Listen, I am a man of morals and ethics when it comes to the games I play.
She's 7.
No, you're not. What is you are a damn 7. Cheater.
Listen, when it comes to games like that, I don't cheat. I will cheat on a lot of stuff. My relationship and the games we play are not two things
that's
I'm going to cheat on.
Fine.
All right, fine.
So do I need to man up, just be the adult and tell her to screw off?
Yes. 1,000%.
But then the game is... Oh, no, she's already ruined the game for me. So you know,
the game is already ruined. She's 7.
Isn't this the guy that says, don't think, just live, Alex?
Yes. You're right. And you know what?
What are you thinking so much for?
This is me, officially.
Oh, God, don't get on the chair. Oh, Christ.
He's
get off the chair.
On the damn chair.
I am standing up on the chair.
Swivel, dude. Are you crazy?
I know. Anytime
you're
given...
You're going to fall.
I am officially, on the record, 6:35 at whatever today's date is. I am putting
17th.
I am putting my foot down. And I'm going to sit down so I don't die.
He almost fell.
My foot has been put down. The game is back
is
on.
Is it, though? Is it?
Probably not. I'm going to pick her up. She's going to bully me again, and then she's going
to
win again.
You're getting bullied by a 7-year-old. Listen to those words you're saying. Listen to what you're saying.
Manipulation starts at this age
yes.
with men and women. Listen
you're
to
so
this.
Right. You're
he's
so right,
He's
already
afraid of women.
Already.
I mean,
she's instilling fear.
She's 7, and she's got him terrified. It's
Look
hysterical.
That.
Isn't my life grand, great, and wonderful, guys?
Grand, great, fine.
Fine, wonderful. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Great. Wonderful.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Did you see that video of the people at the Pleasant Prairie North Face outlet that went viral like a couple weeks ago? Like 10 dudes that just stormed into the North Face store and just ransacked it and grabbed like $30,000 worth of merch and just ran out. 10 guys all go in at the same time and they just walk in casually. You can see on the video, they just kind of walk in casually and all of a sudden they like snap and everybody's grabbing coats and stuff. And that North Face
and
stuff.
They create this kind of chaotic scene by doing that with so many people that they don't know how to regulate it.
That North Face stuff isn't cheap. I mean, some of those coats are $300, $400, $500 bucks. Right?
I gave one of my North Face coats to me. Yeah. It was a gift. I said, here you go.
Man.
So the 10 guys got away, except for two of them. They caught two of these guys, and they arrested them already. So they're looking for the other 8, roughly.
They found two.
Uh-huh.
They're going to find the other 8 by lunchtime because those two are going to snitch like hell.
Totally. They're like, I'm not going down for a North Face outlet.
I don't
think
so. You
know how, like, you know, Streets is watching? They don't care.
Exactly.
They're like, we stole from the North Face outlet. Yeah. We're outing our friends.
The cops said they're members of a Chicago street gang called the Mickey Cobras. The Mickey Cobras.
Mickey like Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mike Mouse, the Mickey Cobras.
Stop it.
What a name for a gang. The Mickey Cobras.
And why did you just go to Gurnee? Why did you have to go to our outlets in Mount Pleasant?
You're
from
Chicago.
You had to keep going past Gurnee?
Hey, you ever been to the Magnificent Mile? There's better stores down there.
Jeez.
Rob those. What are you doing coming to our place?
Well, you got to remember.
Out of Pleasant Prairie. What?
If they're in Illinois, they're from Illinois, they're fibs. They're not the smartest people. They're stupid.
Fair enough.
Excuse me?
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
I looked her in the eye as I said that.
And said, they're fibs, they're stupid. And I grew up in Southern Illinois.
100%.
What Givens?
Don't back down on your statement.
What Givens? What Givens?
I would like to double down on my statement.
Oh, he's standing on the chair. He's standing on the swivel chair. Givens is standing up on the swivel chair.
Are fibs and they're idiots like the other fibs.
And Allie has scissors and she's running towards him. Oh, my God. She's stabbing him. No, she's riding on him. She's riding on him.
She's literally drawing on me in permanent.
Givens can't
not
do anything because
face.
Givens
not
is standing on a chair.
Not my face.
She's drawn on him.
The best revenge I ever got. I ran over there with a black permanent
Givens
Sharpie.
Givens is standing on top of a chair.
All over Givens.
He couldn't go anywhere.
I just mic dropped you, dude.
He was standing on a swivel chair.
He
couldn't move.
Speak.
You couldn't move.
You
couldn't move.
We are not
within our 7:15 window. We can curse. Can you believe this bitch just got third grade justice
right?
on me?
Third grade.
You remember in third grade when Johnny would piss you off and you'd run over to Johnny and you would color on Johnny a permanent marker?
Yeah, you might as well have licked him right now.
Jesus
Why don't you just lick him while you're at
look
it too?
Look!
I'm gonna pinch him.
God! Don't give me the hand burn.
See
the burns on the wrist. No, don't.
Dude, I actually
call her a fib
really,
again. See what happens.
I'm loving that.
call our fib again, see what happens, Stuart.
Listen, you're a fish, too.
She's coming for him. She's chasing him around the studio right now. Gibbons and Allie are now doing laps around the studio. I gotta go push the button. Will somebody push the damn
button so you'll light it right? Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it's funny that we just played Lil Nas X there with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
My kids are obsessed with that song.
Yeah, my girlfriend's kids as well.
Obsessed. Yeah. Can't get enough of it.
Horses in the back.
Oh, God, they love that song.
Play it.
Okay. So, anyway, Time Magazine came out with the internet's most influential people, the top 25. And number one, baby, Lil Nas X.
Really?
And you know why? Listen to this. He just broke the record. That song that we just heard, Old Town Road, passed up the Macarena to become the longest running number one debut single ever. The Macarena came out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
That means over 20 years ago, he beat that record.
Holy crap. Okay.
So, do you girls remember the Macarena? Interns, they do.
All right.
And so, it was the longest running number one debut single ever. Lil
Nas
X.
Fun Pants knows the dance. Yeah.
She's doing the dance.
She knows the dance.
She's
doing it.
I don't know
she's
the Macarena dance. Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Oh my gosh, she has the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Now drop it like it's hot. Now,
there you go.
Now dab.
Dab.
Now dab. Now dab. Floss. Now
show
floss.
Show me how diverse you are. Now floss. Floss. Now drop it like it's hot. Oh, she's dropping it like it's hot. Go ahead.
Don't stop. Get it, get it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop that ass, girl. Drop that ass.
I'm going to look at Riggs while Riggs looks at me while Allie Gibbons harasses the intern in that way. Mike.
Yeah, Gibbons, you and I are going to have a man-to-man conversation right
so
now.
So, Riggs, how about that baseball game last night, man? So, the Brewers, really.
The Macarena, right?
Do you know how hard it is to not watch the intern drop it low right now?
It's not hard at all.
No, it's not hard. It's
2019. It's not hard at all.
Oh, this is...
But if there, if one man looks over there,
nope.
Don't look. She's got her butt out.
She does.
She's
God.
Literally
she's
on
doing
the
it for the gram.
This is the most difficult thing I've ever done
do
in my
worm.
Life.
Right?
She's
do
doing it for the gram.
She's doing the worm. She's doing the worm. Yes,
do the worm.
Girl, work that.
Is she really
work
doing the worm?
Yeah, she's really doing
I can
the
actually,
worm.
No, we can
she's
watch
doing
that.
The worm.
We can watch that. Not be creeps. Do it again.
Do it again.
I can't see.
Do the worm. Go ahead. Do the worm.
This is
holy crap!
Oh my God, you can do it. Wow.
Does that hurt your boobs?
Oh. See, as a man, I could never do the worm because it'll hurt my junk. Totally.
Oh my
I will totally wreck myself
boobs.
If I try doing that.
This has been the craziest morning you've ever had thus far.
So anyway,
Lil Nas X, the most influential person on the internet.
And I
now.
Should have also told you there are very important other people on that list, like Cardi B. Uh-huh. I came on the list because they only had, 25 people on the list.
Okay.
So you had the president. You had people like Lil Nas X at number one. Yes.
Lil Nas X, setting records, right? 4 months ago.
Yes.
Nobody knew who Lil Nas X was.
No.
And now he's right? the top of the most influential people on the internet.
Yes,
if that doesn't show
Time
you
Time magazine, yeah.
That you can get famous as hell just super quick. That's
boop.
Crazy.
One video, one
Man,
song, two
horses
minutes.
In the back.
Yeah.
That's all I got
to
say about that.
He just
it's
dropped a new video, Lil Nas X, by the way. It's a response to him going to the Area 51 raid. I'm not sure if you've heard about this,
oh.
you guys.
Well, I've heard about it.
The Area 51 raid. It's a fake Facebook event that started. Basically, a million people are going to storm Area 51 where all the aliens are.
Stop
to quote,
it. Get a life.
To quote, see them aliens is what it says.
They can't shoot us all.
They can't shoot us all is
I
what
feel,
they say.
Well, I hear you guys talk about it, but
hey,
I don't.
I responded going to this event.
Me too.
I will be there September 20th.
So what did Lil Nas X say?
He's got a whole video about taking it to Area 51. I'll put it on our Facebook page. You can see
it. Well, Ariana Grande's on that list with Lil Nas X as the most influential people.
Again.
You got BTS, the boy band that we don't really care about. The president. Yep. You've got ACO, Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez is on there. These are all people that have huge influence on the internet. But Lil Nas X is number one.
That's crazy to
yeah.
me.
Good
yeah.
for him, man. Good for him.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What is
up? Gotta go to work like this.
This is a professional environment, okay? This is my career.
If you missed it earlier on the show, Gibbons called Allie a fib. FIB. If
and
you don't know what that is,
I
Google it.
I still
Which,
mean it.
I grew up in Southern Illinois, nowhere near Chicago, you
still
loser.
Counts. Still counts. Still
oh,
counts.
I'm crying. I'm laughing.
So she attacked him with a permanent marker.
Which
all
was
right?
awesome.
Which
fun.
You can see on our Instagram at 1037KISSFM.
You guys.
And now I can't look at you. I cannot look at you without laughing, Gibbons. I can't, because now she has completed your face in a way that I can't even describe on the radio.
With the Sharpie.
You look like Anthony Davis.
You guys.
You look like the basketball player, the unibrow.
Can we please put this on like some kind of social media so people can see what he looks like?
It's going right now, yes.
We should go Facebook Live, quite frankly.
I have worked my ass off. I paid money to go to schooling for this career. I've been in the game for over a decade.
Yeah.
And here I am at 7:24 prime time with effing marker all over me, and let me tell you guys the God's honest truth.
What's the
I
God's
swear
honest
to God,
truth?
I mean this.
I gotta fix the brow. I messed it up.
I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. I paid to go to school for this. This is my career now. I got marker all over my face.
He does have kind of
He's got a horn. I gotta fix
Jesus
it. It's bothering
H
me.
Christmas.
And hopefully, a permanent ink all over Gibbons' face.
Oh my God.
1037 Kiss FM on Instagram.
Are these kitty whiskers? Right,
which one is this? Instagram Live or Facebook Live? Oh, yeah. No, we're on Facebook Live.
We're on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/1037KissFM.
Look at me.
I'm looking doing at whiskers you. Down the side of his nose?
Whiskers don't go on the nose, you jerk.
Well, they kind of do if you're a human, I guess.
What the frig is...
You look like a tiger.
You do look like a tiger.
I'm a tiger. I'm Tony the Tiger. And I'm angry. Now, you want to see an angry tiger attack? Go to the Facebook Live right now. And I don't know why this tiger's Australian.
I don't know why he's Australian either.
But the tiger's going to attack. Usually, Allie's the cougar who attacks, but now this is being attacked by a tiger.
Shut up. Give me your face.
The wheels are completely off of this radio show this morning, if you haven't noticed. We're talking about Port Fish Days this weekend.
We will talk about Port Fish Days
very soon. Port Fish Day.
Port Fish Day.
Day.
We're going to talk about that very shortly. You're not going to draw my eyelids,
you're
son
full
of a
Sharpie,
bitch.
A Sharpie face makeover. This is great.
This is effed up. God damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have you been to Port Fish Day before?
Can I
ever
tell you the truth?
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
Thank you.
You don't know what it is?
What is that?
Is it in Port Washington?
Yes,
it's
I'm
in Port
assuming?
Washington.
Okay,
yes.
I've been to Port Washington.
But they only do it once a day, and I hear about it every year, and I always miss it. Port Fish Day.
Once a year they do
once
it?
A year.
How I feel about Strawberry Festival.
One day. Right, it's up there
every
on the
year.
North. You
Chocolate
hear about
Festival
it.
Festival in Burlington. I hear about it. I never go.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those things that I always hear about,
but
I never go.
Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
Don't want to go, but I should.
The Bristol Renaissance Fair.
Hell yeah.
Seriously. So
this is just a fish fry. It's all these different places come together for one big fish fry for one day only. It's in Port Washington.
Port Washington.
Right.
Boats. Yeah.
Right. And I wanted to know from people that may or may not have been there, people that have been there, even you can text to 71037 or 799-1037. Is it worth it? Because I've heard awesome things about it. And like I said, it's only one day. So if you miss it, you have plans on that one day. It's on the 20th this year. If you miss it, you're done for. It's not like a thing that goes on all weekend like Strawberry Festival or, you know, the Bristol Renaissance Fair, that goofy thing that goes on for...
20th of July?
20th of
like
July.
It's this weekend?
This weekend.
Oh, jeez.
It is this weekend, yeah.
Okay, from a place...
I'll go. Let's go.
I have a question,
I'd love
though.
To, yeah.
How you wouldn't? You would have done it by now. I just said, let's go, and he said, oh, sure,
no,
like,
no, no,
nonchalantly.
No, Allie, you said... Say what you said, and I'll say what Rick said.
Come on, let's go.
I'd love to. How far is Port Washington?
I'd love to go.
There you
go. There
fish
you go,
no.
brother.
No, how far is it, though? Because I don't know.
Well, it depends on where you're at.
Yeah, where you're coming from.
For you, Gibbons.
In Dallas.
Over 30, I mean, maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you, maybe.
I wouldn't be drinking. I would just be eating. I love a fish fry. I love a fish fry so much. This sounds like a perfect way to test a whole bunch of different fish fries all together.
Yeah.
Port Fish Day, what we're talking about. 71037, you can text. What do we got?
Somebody texted us, said, it's a blast. Tons of food options, bands, carnival area for kids, and amazing fireworks.
Of course there's fireworks.
Well, duh, I mean...
If there's a festival, there's
somebody
fireworks.
Said, yes! And then this is what they texted in. Let's just say last fish day, I found my underwear on the beach the next day.
Oh, hey now!
So
that's
you can
funny.
Get a little crazy at Port Fish Day, I guess. I've always wanted to go.
They have a parade.
And a car show,
it says,
apparently?
Port resident here also has the best parade ever. About 2 hours long?
What?
Bro.
What kind of things are in this parade? Like giant walking fish?
Oh my God.
From different fish places.
It seems like it's a good time though.
I want to know if they come with everything as well, because every good fish fry comes with the rye bread, the coleslaw,
Tartar sauce, yeah.
Because, you know, I've always said, like, chips too. When I came here to Wisconsin, like, fish fries, huge thing. Like, hadn't seen that anywhere else like that, as big as it is here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go and I'd be like, but they all taste the same. Like, it's always like, it's like eating chicken nuggets. Yes.
I honestly,
like,
no.
Do you not agree with me? It's like, if you get a fried fish, you're like, but it all tastes like fried fish. It's like getting fish sticks. You're like, but they are all just fried.
I totally do.
Maybe I had a good one. I don't know.
I agree with you.
Rye bread, the same stuff.
No way. I got to disagree.
And people will be like, oh, that one fish fry is so good. And I'm like,
yeah.
It tasted like the other fish fry to me. Am I crazy?
I taste a difference in them. Like, I've had, like, the Packing House. That's okay. That's not a bad fish fry, but I like the one at, like, Hanley's old fish fry. Well, it's not the Point After in Franklin. They got a good fish fry.
Yeah.
Lakefront Brewery has a great fish fry.
True.
That's because they have a tour and you get drunk and it's awesome.
Yes.
The drunk part's what's so fun about Lakefront.
Yes.
Let's be real here.
Yeah, 100%. So,
it's funny because it's true.
Port Fish Day, what we're talking about. You can text us 71037. We'll read your texts and maybe take your calls to 799-1037.
Somebody said their fish fries all come with different sides depending on where you go. They said, it's a great time, but no different fish fry. It's all the same fish.
It's all the same fish.
See what I mean?
It's just one guy out there fishing, bringing it in to everybody.
Oh, it's all different. Totally different, though.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody said there's a champagne-battered fish fry in West Bend.
What?
Fancy.
At the Norbert. I mean, we're not classy enough for
somebody
that
text
one.
Somebody texted, Allie is wrong, in caps.
Wrong.
Oh, I knew I was going to get lit up for the fish fry thing.
See?
I literally said that in a state where people are obsessed with fishing.
People get passionate about fish fries,
okay,
man.
Okay, fine. They don't all taste the same. Because you know why I'm giving up?
You bullied her into it.
I don't give a damn.
Because you don't care, exactly.
I'm giving up. I don't care. You win.
Fine, you're right, mister.
And guess how many times Allie says you win?
Seriously, though.
You win.
Never.
Last four digits, 9808. You win, all right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Time for Hell to the No.
Hell no.
Which of these two, between Allie and Gibby, I'm just going to sit back and let you guys just go.
Okay, good. Here we go.
You know what? Right before we turn the mics on, Allie turns to us and goes, I have a really bad Hell to the Nah. While I'm wearing freaking marker all over my body that she did to me.
And Gibbons goes, oh, you're having a Hell to the Nah? Tell me about your Hell to the Nah, Allie.
By all means now, Allison.
And I said, I don't appreciate you. I had a traumatic day.
And she starts talking like she's about to start crying. And that triggers
it
me.
It upset me.
Don't start
okay.
crying.
Here's my Hell to the Nah.
Stop it! Riggs, she's making me feel bad, honestly
good.
And truly. I didn't
good.
Do it. She ruined my
so, good.
It was yesterday.
Pull out your mini violin, by the way, when you're talking about this.
Sorry, where is it? Yesterday. It was like 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And all I wanted was a Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Oh, really?
That freaking Diet Coke again.
God.
I'm sick of this Hell to the No. Go ahead.
And then I waited in the line. I waited in the line for 20 minutes. Screw you for that, by the way. I waited in the line for 20 minutes, but it was okay because I was texting. And then I was waiting in the line. And I got up and I took the Diet Coke out of the bitch's hands. And it was regular Coke!
Hell to the No. To the No, no, no.
When are you gonna learn?
What were you doing for 20 minutes?
When are you gonna learn?
Learn what?
To not go to the drive-thru for a freaking Diet Coke.
It's my fault you know how to pour a Diet Coke?
Yes, because it's happened to you enough that now it's your fault. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and again, expecting different results, but getting the same results. You're doing it to yourself now.
You know what? I can't wait till you bitch about a restaurant on the air again. I can't wait.
Yeah, because when I do that, I don't go there anymore.
That's not a lie. I could name five restaurants you bitch about and still go to.
Name two of them, go.
You don't want to, Rick, you don't want that.
You would cry because your friends who own it would be upset.
Yeah.
Name three of them.
Stop, dude.
Riggs, name five of them.
Riggs,
if I learned
six
you
of them.
Hold on. Play with Gibbons. Gibbons and I are insane.
If I learned,
we will make you cry, Riggs. We cannot.
You won't make me
We're
cry.
We're crazy.
Riggs, if I learned one thing this morning, be careful what you ask for with Allie when you call her out, because
you
might get it.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Be careful,
dude.
I'm not afraid.
Big boys. We're insane.
Why do I have to be
We're
afraid?
Crazy.
I'm not afraid of you.
I don't think we don't want you to be afraid of us.
Yes, you are.
No, no, no. It's not fear.
No.
Just remember, We're crazy.
You know that, you know, it's that not fair. Just remember, we're crazy. You know, what's that supposed to
you
do?
You know the filter.
Yeah.
Riggs has a filter that goes, let me not step over the line.
Yes.
Let me not get too wild.
I'm a rational human, right?
Yes. Whereas Allie and I are
unfiltered.
Not.
Unfiltered. We don't. We're loose cannons.
I know.
We say what we want.
We are the
and
type.
And then you, yes.
We're the type that when you step on our toe accidentally, we cock you in the face. Yeah. We punch you right in the face till you fall, and then we stomp on your face.
Or I just
for
turn
stepping
around
on our
and
shoe.
Kick you. Yeah.
Right in the jump.
All right.
We're not logical,
Riggs. We're not normal. And we're not logical. That's right. Gibbons, thank you. Why are we saying this about ourselves?
Because we keep it real, dog. We keep it real.
Jeez.
You know what's a funny health of the knob?
I feel sorry for you, yeah.
Before this
you
morning.
You shouldn't feel sorry for us.
No,
you should feel sorry for yourself for challenging us. Because like he said, we're crazy and we'll out all your friends you don't want us to out.
We don't play well. We don't play fair.
He said we don't play well.
I don't even know how we got to this.
We don't.
What are we talking about anymore?
You said go ahead and name all the restaurants that I don't go back to that I've had horrible experiences at.
You know what was the low light of my morning?
What?
The low light of my morning when I first woke up and I thought that was going to be the low light of my day. Woke up in the morning, stretched my arms out, and hit the ceiling fan with my hand.
The ceiling fan?
Oh, that's the worst.
No, it's not the worst, Allie.
Oh.
You know what the worst is?
What?
The ceiling fan. Oh, when you woke up to something.
Yeah, the worst is when you come into work thinking that's the low light of your day, and 2.5 hours into your day, your face, your arms, and your legs are covered in permanent marker that you asked for.
You did ask for that. You asked for all that.
I know.
I only have so many lines of defense in this studio. And you losers are like my brothers.
Yes.
So when Gibbons got smart with me and said people from Illinois are stupid.
No, I called you fibs and fish, which
whatever.
Is true.
So I said, screw you. And the only thing I could think to do at that moment, I can't physically punch him.
No.
Right? I'd get fired.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach my children don't. So I grabbed a Sharpie.
You defiled his face.
And I ran over to his chair and I just started coloring Sharpie all over his face before he could even flinch.
Like a third grader in true third grader fashion.
So again, go ahead and say you're not afraid of us, Riggs.
I'm not.
On your face in 3 minutes.
This bitch crazy. This bitch is crazy.
She is.
And I'm going to go get the pink Sharpie.
Oh, you know what? It. No, because I'm going to have to start running. We got to play some music and I got to get out of here.
You said it.
I'm running.
Hell to the nuts. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Oh!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I've got some tea over here.
Got your tea?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Nance, my mom Nancy.
Yeah.
Sent me a text yesterday.
Yeah.
That made me cringe.
Oh,
I know she's listening. She's always listening. She's my mom.
Yeah.
What up, Nance?
Hey, Nance, how you doing?
She listens online, but I pretend like she's not listening.
Obviously.
So that I can actually be myself.
What are you doing, Nance?
And now I have to put a sensor on. Shut up, Riggs. Yeah. I don't want to think about this. She's probably playing tennis, actually.
No, the answer is ignoring her husband, is what it is. Ignoring Stan.
Yes. That's right, which I'm good at, too. So listen, she sends me this text yesterday, and it says, let me just read it to you.
Okay.
Well, after yesterday morning, I realized why you didn't return my texts or calls recently.
Oh, God.
You have an exploding social life! !
Social life.
And this was yesterday, the day after we talked about me getting it in with the new guy. So I was like cringing in my car.
Telling me, even after you have kids, your mom knows you've had sex before. Makes you cringe knowing when she knows.
Yes and no. Like, if my mom calls me and asks me what's going on with, like, guys, I'll tell her just like I would tell you guys. I'm an open book.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to think about that my mom heard me talking about it, getting it in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To my friends. Because I talk to you different than I would talk to my mom.
Right.
Like, my mom would be like, what's going on? And I wouldn't say, mom, I got it in with a new dude.
Yeah.
I'd say, I met a new dude. He's nice. And then I would stop. But with you guys, I'd be like, I'm getting it in.
Get it in.
And then you see the difference in conversations?
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of got to blame Nance for that. I got to blame Nance for this one.
For bringing it up?
Yeah, she knows what she gets into when she listens to this radio show.
Yeah.
She knows her daughter is going to talk about the good, the bad, and the indifferent. I don't want to open up Pandora's box, but like when you talked about trauma that went on in your life with your former marriage,
divorce,
your mom listened to all of that, and I'm sure that wasn't easy.
Hell, my mom lived it.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to realize my parents were traumatized too by that whole thing because that was their son to them.
They were here for a while. There was one point your mom was here for like a month.
Oh my God, my parents lived here off and on for like 9 months because I had
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't live here.
No, there was a long time.
I had a newborn, and I We don't need to relive it. Well, look, let's just say I needed a lot of help for the first year. I wasn't getting any, okay?
Well, now she's...
But not the point.
She's traumatized now, though, but in a different way.
See, I think that she's glad that her daughter's bouncing back, you know?
She is.
She's glad that you are back out there living your best life. And she's glad that you've turned a page in your life.
Yeah.
She very
she's
much
gotta
is.
She's got to be glad as your mother.
Well, I never called her back.
You still haven't called her back?
And he was like, are you going to call her? I'm like, no.
So you
and he's like, you're not going to call your mom back? And I'm like, no.
Not
and he's
about
like,
that.
But I want to hear what she says. I go, of course you do.
Hold
She's
on.
My mom. I said, first of all, I'm not telling, like, this is the thing. I don't want to get into it with my mom about some of these dudes.
Why is it weird? I think it's weird if she doesn't want to call her mom back. Why don't you want to call your mom back?
No, he's saying it's weird for me to talk to my mom about the dude.
No. I'm saying it's weird that the dude wants to hear what your mom has to say about you sleeping with the dude.
No, he wants to hear what mom thinks. No, slow down.
That's what I inferred.
Yeah, I think
just
he was
like, I think he's curious. It's kind of like, oh my God,
what does your mom think about
like
you being with somebody?
What does your mom think about this guy? Are you going to call your mom and talk about me? But like, I wouldn't really do that.
Okay.
Unless I was like in a relationship.
Gibbons, you were thinking the guy wants the mom to comment on their sex life.
I swear to God, that's where
disgusting.
I went.
That's what I said.
You're a red bastard. You are sick.
Yeah. So tonight is the big night. I'm going out with, not him, I'm going out with my girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say another dude.
I am going to meet up with him later. Not another dude. Okay. Slow down. Okay,
Pottery guy tonight, right?
No, I'm going out for my friend's divorce party, which... Amen. As soon as she gets divorced, we're hitting the bar this afternoon. I cannot wait. We've been waiting for this day. She was married to a douche. It's time to move on with her life.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll see him later.
Riggs.
But she wanted me to bring the guy to the divorce party. And I said no.
Oh, hell no.
No, I was going to tell you guys this. I got really uncomfortable. I said,
don't bring him too soon. Way too soon.
No way.
Uh-huh.
I got to talk to Pottery Guy here. Pottery Guy, listen.
Yeah. Oh, God. Last time you talked to a dude, I got...
Pottery
Guy, get ready, dude.
For what?
You are about to have the greatest sex of your life. You know why?
This is like the equivalent. This is the equivalent of a woman coming home from a bachelorette party. She's going to be super horny when she gets out of this party.
I'm 40. I'm always horny.
Don't you know
what happens when you turn 40?
It's going to be that special kind of sex, though.
Different kind of horny, though,
It's going to be that hate sex, because she's going to come, I hate men so much.
Yes.
Men are the worst.
Except for you.
No, she's going to smack Pottery Guy around in the good way, and he's going to be like, yeah, girl, give it to me, girl. Hate me all you want.
I hate you. He's gonna go, that's right, I'm a bad man. You have the sickest fantasies. You know that? Mm-hmm.
And then he's gonna go, that's right, I'm a bad man. I'm gonna dominate you now. You're gonna like it. You're gonna like it.
And then they're gonna go.
You like it when you're the submissive one, don't you?
But then they're gonna go.
Turning the tables.
They're gonna go back into Allie's kid's playroom, and then she's gonna get all super weird again.
Dom/sub.
Stop it.
Dom/sub.
All I know is we're ready for tonight, because there's been a lot of texting going on. Because I haven't seen them in two days now.
Two whole days?
Oh my God, 2 days?
Wait, three? How many days? Wait, I don't even remember.
I haven't seen him in 2 days.
I'm ready to get it in.
I'm ready to get it in.
So listen.
You've been sexting?
Duh.
So much sexting.
A lot. A ton. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even look at you guys as I tell you. I'm looking at Ray. I'm like,
I know.
Tell
She's
us about
turned
your
bright red.
What type of emojis are you using for these sexting
emojis.
Conversations, Allison?
Emojis.
Are you throwing him at some eggplant emojis?
Listen, all right, Nance, Allie's mom, turn the radio off real quick. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. And in that 10 seconds, Allie, please, for the audience, pull up one sext you sent. But keep it clean. One sext, please. Please.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Please. No, just one. Allie, just one. Do it for the listeners.
Yeah, you can.
No.
We've been with you through your divorce.
No.
We've been with you through the downtimes. Your backup.
You need a PG one.
You got it. I mean, like PG-13. We can maybe even go R, censor yourself
one.
A little bit.
I want one that was. I want a text that was considered an NC-17, but then they sat on it, and then, for the, you know what? It'll be an R rating. I want that one. That's what we want.
Come on. You know you got
it. I don't believe I want to hear this. This is like hearing my sister talk about her sex life.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know it's making her uncomfortable, so I'm
and
loving every second of it.
No,
you have.
No,
come on.
No.
Do it for the gram. Do it for the listeners.
Do it,
Allie,
for the...
There are people out there who saw you at
How
your worst
this?
And have been waiting for this moment.
I liked it when you pulled my hair.
That's lame.
See, I gave you a lame one.
I swear to God, that was kind of hot. I swear to God.
Now Gibbons is getting hot and Riggs is getting grossed out.
What's weird was...
And this is why I can't talk to my mom.
But Riggs, here's the...
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Gibbons is getting turned on and Riggs is getting disgusted. Oh, this is why you can't talk to your mother.
Welcome to talking to your sister about her sex life.
Swear to God, I need a smoke after that. I need a cigarette. That was hot, girl.
Damn. Gibbons, stop.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What are you yelling about?
Sorry. I've been gone for like 30 minutes.
I know.
I was in the kitchen.
Making apple fritters or whatever
this
that. What did you? What did you make? It smells fantastic.
This is an apple tart.
Hi, I'm going to walk into the studio late in a ruckus and bring delicious food and then act like you're the problem.
It's an apple tart from Chef Kayla Marie and it's the bomb.
Oh my God, yes. I just got a whiff of it.
I know.
It's the
Do you smell it?
It's my favorite dessert.
It smells amazing.
It's my favorite dessert. And she has. This is what my friends got me the whole cake of on my birthday and I was eating it in the Uber on the way home. The whole damn cake of the fork. Anyway, I apologize. I'm back. I got stuck in the kitchen talking to the ladies in the building because that's what I do.
I know.
Sorry.
After 8 o'clock, all bets are off with this one.
I might be gone when there's
women get in the studio and they start talking.
Bro, that smells like
apple tart is money.
Try not to think about it.
It is my favorite dessert from Chef Kayla.
Just because I know how much good stuff is in it, can you give me some of the ingredients that are in it? Because it's keto friendly.
Apples and tarts, Gibbons.
I want a taste.
And tarts.
Hold on.
Talk on the microphone.
I know. You would think I just started doing this yesterday as a
rookie.
It's basically apples, you know, baked apples, baked cinnamon. And then the base, which is the crust, is the way it's hard to explain, but it's like the cloud bread kind of like I have. But it's like, you know, so that's the base.
It's like almond flour or what she
uses. I don't know what she makes. I don't know what she uses to make it, but I know that I've lost weight and I've eaten like at least one of these a week. Oh, that was a good job, Riggs.
Good push. The most important ingredient, though, is love, of course.
And yes, made with
that
love.
That dish is made with love.
So, yeah, I can eat it like for breakfast sometimes because it's sweet if I wasn't, you know what I mean?
Did you learn anything on the show this morning, by the way?
So good.
Who's going first?
Can I go first?
Go ahead, Gibbons.
Well, two things I learned. Yeah. What I just learned 5 minutes ago, and that's that I have a business meeting after the show today where I got to go out in public.
What?
And that wouldn't be an issue.
Stop it.
If I hadn't learned that, be careful what you wish for. Because you just might get it.
I like how you kind of, the unibrow that you had that Allie gave you with the Sharpie on your face.
There's a line gone in the middle.
Yes, he's kind of tried to scrub at the middle, so it has like angry brows now that are just pointing down.
Gibbons was being mean to me, so I did what any sister would do. I got revenge. I grabbed the Sharpie and I ran at him with it as hard as I could, and I drew all over his face before he could flinch.
And me, like a panicking father, looked at them, Gibbons standing on a swivel chair 5 feet above the ground, and Allie flailing at him with a marker.
It was just a marker. Dad.
Just a marker.
Just a marker.
And now you have to go.
You could have injured your brother.
You have a business meeting that you just found out about, and you have marker all over. This is
all over my face, on my right arm, on my right leg.
The business meeting.
The guy we're meeting with says, "Hey, can you do a quick video?" Wait. Not Gibbons.
Seriously,
Riggs,
yeah.
Can you do a quick video for me?
Yeah. So now, Allie, you're messing with my cheddar, dog. You're messing with my money,
Well,
Jim.
Maybe you shouldn't talk smack and you wouldn't have these problems if you would have kept your mouth shut.
I literally don't even remember what I said.
I swear to God, I'm stupid.
So you kept it real.
And I'm stupid.
You think I'm going to apologize ever now for keeping it real? No.
I learned this morning that even though she's 40, Allie still has a problem talking about sex to her mother.
Yes.
I hope everyone has a problem talking about sex to their mother.
No, I don't think so.
That's weird, Riggs.
No, it's not.
You talk to your mom about sex?
Yeah, damn right I do.
Are you grossing me? Ugh.
Yeah, I talk about sex to my mom, too.
Boundaries, dude.
Boundaries?
Boundaries. Yeah, boundaries.
Your mother.
Ever heard of them?
Boundaries. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I think I'm grossed out by you two talking to your mom about sex.
Hey, who else can
I talk
to?
That's what I just learned. That blew my... That is bizarre.
Hey, she brought me into this world. She knows how to do it
best. You talked to her about screwing your dad when they were married?
Maybe I will. I'm making this all. I would never talk to my mother about sex.
Thank
you kidding
God.
Me? Are you kidding me?
I, really
I can't keep that poker face going. I wanted to see how long I could gross you out.
I thought we wouldn't be friends anymore after that. No. I was so weirded out by you two. I know Gibbons does because his mom is like part of
Gibbons
like
totally
20
would.
Like us.
Well, Gibbons is sick. I'm only a little bit sick.
I was going to try to deny it like Rick said.
Don't surprise me, Gibbons.
We do.
Right? You and your mom get drunk on the regular. Of course you talk about crazy stuff.
It's true. It's true.
Oh my God.
What did you learn then?
I guess that's not true then. I have to change my whole thing because I thought you were serious.
Switch it up, girlfriend.
So I learned that Riggs finally got his tax refund in July.
In July, yeah.
It's insane.
And Gibbons got 5 hours of sleep, which he thought was good news. And I don't think 5 hours of sleep is that much, so I'm not sure how that qualifies.
Yeah, when you have your girlfriend's two kids, 5 hours sounds like a win to me.
You're god darn right. You're damn tootin' pootin'.
Amen, brother.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even have his girlfriend's kids, yeah. But I agree.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Riggs?
I learned about Allie and her mom and the texting.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.